Penguin Random House Audio presents Hitmakers, the science of popularity in an age of distraction. This is the author, Derek Thompson. Introduction. The song that conquered the world. Marco Polo describes a bridge, stone by stone. But which is the stone that supports the bridge? Kublai Khan asks. The bridge is not supported by one stone or another, Marco answers, but by the line of the arch that they form. Italo Calvino, Invisible Cities. The cartographers' guilds struck a map of the empire whose size was that of the empire and which coincided point for point with it. The following generations, who were not so fond of the study of cartography as their forebears had been, saw that that vast map was useless, and not without some pitilessness was it that they delivered it up to the inclemencies of sun and winters. In the deserts of the West, still today, there are tattered ruins of that map, inhabited by animals and beggars. Jorge Luis Borges, On Exactitude in Science. The first song I loved was my mother's. Each night she would sit on the left side of my bed and sing the same lullaby. Her voice was sweet and small and shaped to fit inside a bedroom. On trips to my maternal grandparents' house in Detroit, my mommy would sing the same tune in a lower register, with a scratchier timbre and German lyrics. I didn't know what the words meant, but I loved them for their ancient mystery in the old house. Guten Abend, gute Nacht. I used to think the song was